Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today we're going to do a quick recap from last week, and then we're going to talk about taxes and what we can do to minimize the impact that it could potentially have on you. Well, I want to thank all of you that are joining me either through radio or through our YouTube channel. And I do want to encourage you who are on radio, we've been using a lot on YouTube so that we can show a lot of the charts and graphs and software that we're using, which is really helping to provide that clarity so you can confidently move forward. So I want to encourage you, if you've not subscribed, if you haven't seen the YouTube channel, then come on over to Crystal Clear Finances. And for those of you watching on the YouTube channels, kudos, you got it. All right, so let's just jump in. I just want to do a quick recap because last week we ran a little bit long and there was such good important information that we wanted to make sure that we covered. So last week we had talked about the fact that each one of us has the potential to create wealth. The difference between those who enter in retirement and have wealth and those who enter retirement tired but don't have the wealth many times is because of the choices they make during their working years. And some of those choices deal with the account types or the vehicles, investment vehicles that we use based on the risk tolerance we have, based on the taxes that we want to pay, though I've not really met anyone who wants to pay taxes, but the taxes that people pay and the accessibility. So I want to quickly show you that because here's the bottom line. Is that many people think that they have the right pieces in place, and when they line them up, which you're going to see on our YouTube channel, right here on my software, you're going to see that, ooh, what you thought you have, you may not have, and then how do we change it? So just real quickly, we already last week talked about account risk. There's three types: high risk, medium risk, low risk. Pretty straightforward. Then we talked about ways that you could be taxed. We talked about the fact that there's taxable, which just means that 1% you made in the bank off of your money, you have to pay taxes on that. We talked about the tax deferred. Remember, we used that example last week about the check and how the government has the right to say whatever they want to tax your 401k at when you pull that money out in retirement. Let's make sure that they don't. And then the last area that we had talked about was making sure we had tax-free money, tax advantage money that you can access at any time, that you're not limited by being, oh, I have to be 59 and a half, but that you can have access to. Those are the three types of tax options that are available. And so when you think about it, most people, when we're showing this, they say, Crystal, I want to have 100% that's tax-free. I mean, that's my question to you. Where would you put your money? Would you put it in taxable, tax deferred, or tax free, tax advantage? So here's what happens. People say, okay, I want medium risk. I want it tax free. And then we begin to write in, okay, here's what you have. So in this example, I wrote in that this client has a 401k, which we know is going to be tax deferred, meaning everything in it that grows in there is going to be taxed. They have high risk on it because they're involved in investments that they don't really understand and they just kind of picked them because their friend had them. And then they also have a joint account. And the joint account, remember, we said joint account is going to be taxable, whatever the growth is. And then we said it was medium risk. And then I put in that they had a Roth, which we know is tax advantage and can be accessible. When I looked at that and I begin to enter and understand what you're seeing on this screen is what we can do in our meetings together. We can literally put each one of your investments. We don't need to have the account numbers. We can put them in and literally show you how much of your portfolio is accessible and how much of your portfolio are you going to have to wait until you're 59 and a half before you can even touch. Now, here's the big part. As I go to the next screen and you're able to see it, this literally shows what you want, right? when I walk with a client, I walk through it and we talked about the risk, and we talked about the type of taxes, we talked about how you can touch it. And so it shows it right here on the screen that this individual wanted 80% of what they have to be middle of the road risk, but they want 100% of it to be tax-free. Here's what happens. When we align it to what they really have and they see what they have, then what they have is 9 times out of 10 not what they want. People meet with me all the time and they say, Crystal, I want to be able to do better tax planning. And yet they fully fund, max out their 401k. They prepay as much as possible on their mortgage. They pay cash for cars. Things that they're doing that literally are taking their dollars, which are most valuable today, that have the most highest purchasing power today, and they give them to others. That's why in working together, when we run these scenarios, when we find out what you want, if you want 80% taxes, tax-free, and yet we find out that really 80% of what you have is in high risk and is going to be taxable, that's why we begin to make the changes. I want to segue into one of the conversations we have that when we've done this with a client and we begin to talk about the fact that understanding taxes is critical. You know, when they came out and said that they were going to increase the capital gains, a lot of people pushed back, but there were a lot of individuals that said, oh, that won't impact me. And I want to go, and I'm pulling up my software now to just show the tax thresholds, because we've talked about this before, but it's so important to understand that when we think of taxes, there is a deep and a wide to it, right? We're going to see how much money you make, and they're going to tax this way, and they're going to define what being rich is. And when we think that when they pass tax laws, that it's not going to impact us, that it's only going to impact the rich, we have to come to a place in our lives where we begin to understand that the definition of rich can be redefined at any moment. Chances are, if you really thought about it, whether you make $15,000, $150,000, or $1.5 million, at each point, we all make more than someone else. And to someone else, we may look rich. So when we're saying, oh, tax the rich, understand you are the rich. In fact, I can go back to history as I'm showing you right here on the computer screen. Back in 1921, if you made more than $1 million, you were defined as rich. Well, we all know in 1921, if you made more than $1 million, of course you would be rich. I would think you were rich. But the very next year, you can see right here on the screen in 1922, they redefined what rich was. And they said, if you make more than $200,000, then you're rich and you're going to pay in the top tax bracket. I can scroll down here as you're seeing that I'm doing on our YouTube channel. You can see that in 1941, they said, if you make $5 million, you're rich. And they were going to say anything over that, they were going to tax you at 81%. And everyone's like, whoop, whoop, tax the rich. They deserve to pay it. Until the next year, they did the same thing. They redefined what rich was, and they said anyone who made more than $200,000 would pay 88% of taxes on that. And when we begin to scroll down and we look at history from 1913 to 2020, going into here, 2021, we have to understand that being quote unquote rich can be defined by any way the government deems. And so our responsibility, my responsibility as a financial planner that I believe one of the roles that I play is coming alongside you and helping you understand how to pay the minimal amount when it comes to taxes. Now, I'm not a CPA, nor do I play one on TV. But I tell you what, we do have a CPA on retainer that we work with all the time, because tax strategy is one of the key plans that we put together for our clients. so confusing when you don't know you're about to retire. Do you take this bonus here? Do you take the severance package? How do you put all these different pieces together? And what will the tax implications be? And that's why we need to understand it. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk through a foundational teaching when it comes to how taxable accounts work. So I'm going to pull it up on my computer. And of course, those of you who are watching us on the YouTube channel, you'll be able to see it. But I want to walk through for all my faithful listeners on our radio program today. What I see in front of me and what you're seeing on your YouTube screen and is a picture of the personal economic model. Remember we talk about those green and yellow tanks? Here's the green tank. Here's the yellow tank. And then we talk about the importance of having protection in place. Having a green and yellow tank is critical so that not everything is in the market. So when the market is down, we don't have to worry about loss over there. We have someplace else to draw money from. So when it comes to a taxable account, it could be in either one of these. It could be in our green tank and our yellow tank. So let's talk about how they actually work. So here's what happens. The money comes in. You'll see these little blue lines coming across the screen. That's your paycheck. Little bits of money that come in through your lifetime capital potential. Basically, what you make over your lifetime. And you're going to see there's a little bit that goes out through the tax filter. Because when we get paid, we have to pay taxes. What we do with the money after that is that's the money that goes into a taxable account. So when I'm looking at this, individuals will get paid. Then they come to my office and say, hey, Crystal, I'd like to put money into a savings account. I'd like to put money into a savings account that actually makes money, makes interest. And so we help set up those type of safe type of accounts. Now, when they put it in, they've already paid taxes on that dollar. But what happens is that the accounts we use actually make more than point nothing, actually make more than that penny of interest. And what you'll see on the screen is there's a little red line that appears because what that means is that we are growing, right? We're creating interest, we're creating growth, but the government looks at that and says, huh, that money wasn't there before. I think I can tax that. I think there would be capital gains tax on that. And so any interest that you earn inside a taxable account is going to be taxable. So whether you're doing that with me and we're using a brokerage account, we're using investments and getting potentially good growth, or whether you're using something at the bank and getting a small amount of growth, either way, the point of the matter is this. If that money came to you through the form of a paycheck and taxes was already taken out of it, then whatever it grows to is now going to be taxable. And those taxes, dun, 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 they have to be paid annually. Now, for a lot of people, this is frustrating because they'll say, well, I made dividends this year and I let them reinvest. How come I'm having to pay taxes on it? Because the way the government looks at it is, hey, you had the choice. You could have pulled that money out. You could have spent it. You could have bought new shoes. You could have done something else with it, but you chose to be a smart investor and put it back in, so you still have to pay taxes on it. So how do we pay taxes? And this is the part that a lot of times is overlooked. If you have growth in your account, all right, let's pretend you have a brokerage account. We set it up. We put some investments in. What happens is the government says you have to be taxed. So sometimes people will say, well, I'm just going to pay taxes out of the same account from which it grew. Okay, so what does that look like? So let's pretend if you put in $1,000 and it grew to $1,100 and you had to pay taxes on it, that means out of the $1,100, you're going to pay taxes. But a lot of people don't like to do that because it slows the compounding down, right? We put it in there so that it would grow. So what many will decide to do instead is pay it from their lifestyle. Every time that each year when they have to pay taxes, what they do is they say, I'll take some from my paycheck. And it actually, while they're growing a taxable account, they have to reduce their current lifestyle. I want you to think about that just for a minute. So I get a paycheck. I take money from my paycheck. I put it in a taxable account. My taxable account grows. I'm a happy camper. This is a good thing. Oh, it's the end of the year. I made money. I worked with Crystal Clear Finances. That does not mean it's a guarantee, but let's just say you made money, worked with Crystal Clear Finances, you have to pay taxes. If you don't take it from the account that grew for you, that means you're going to have to find the taxes where? In your paycheck. You got to find the pay the taxes there. And that does reduce your current lifestyle. So here's things to consider. When you're trying to find a place to put your money, if you're going to stay in a taxable account, you have to look at certain things. What is the return potential? What is the accessibility for you to be able to touch the money in the account? How is inflation going to impact it? And will creditors be able to touch it? So I know I just listed off several things, but let me slow down and I want to go over that. We have to begin to understand, at least in my opinion, that there are more options out there than most people typically know. We don't have to put money in an account that we're restricted from touching the money. It's your money. I think that we get to a place in life that we've been told, you know, you grow up, you get a job, and if there's a bill, you quick pay the bill and you never want to have money outstanding and you give your money to everyone. But you know, you are allowed to take your money and put it into a tax-free account so that if they do raise capital gains to 25, 30, 35, 40%, it doesn't impact you. As far as the next thing that I would want to look at, not only do you want to look at when you're considering what you should put your money in, we want to look at what is the return potential. Do you think that the banks are making point nothing on your money? The banks use your money to make them money. So what we have to realize is if you are willing to settle for that point nothing that's being offered, you're falling behind. Now I'm going to pause for a moment. Yes, I do believe that there are some times when our cash and our money doesn't have to make money. For instance, I always believe you should have a couple weeks of living expense at home in a safe so that you can roll out of bed if you need to, grab the money and go. I do believe you should have at least a month's living expense in your local bank that you can drive down there, knock on the door, and you can get the money. But the rest of the 5 months and beyond money, I think you should have in a safe place that is earning at least 3%. Now, why would I say that? Because we have to look at the inflation that's happening in our country, whether people are admitting it or not, just come shop at my grocery store. Because at my grocery store, when I'm looking at the cost of bread and I'm looking at the cost of yogurt and apples and everything else that I like to buy, it's continuing to go up. Our gas prices continuing to go up. So what we have to realize is with all these prices that are going up, we have to make sure that our money is growing too. So even though a bank says, you got, and I know I don't mean to be picking on the banks today, but even though the account that you have says, I didn't lose any money, you may not have lost money on the number sheet, but you lost it on the purchasing power. Because if it's not keeping up with the cost of living, you're not able to buy the things that you need. And so when we're thinking about where to put our money, we want to make sure that we can easily touch it, right? We want to make sure that we're getting a good return. We want to make sure it's keeping up with inflation, so purchasing power. And we want to make sure that that money is safe from other creditors touching it. I don't want someone who was not invited to go on my property, slip and fall, and then decide they want to sue me for being someplace where they shouldn't be. And then my savings, my investments are up for grabs. So these are just things as we take a quick quick 30 second break. These are things to consider when it comes to how do I position money effectively. And we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's Financial Gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I want to encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181, because now is the time that we can sit down and look at your accounts and say, okay, are they keeping up with the cost of living? Are they able to help you with the inflation that we're seeing going on? Is it in the right risk for you? Are you sleeping good at night, or are you getting nervous with the way that the market is? And one of my favorite questions that I'm asking a lot lately is, are you in a position where we can capture, where we can take those gains that you've had, hopefully for the past year, and put it someplace safe so then we can start the cycle over again and we don't have to watch the gains go back down? And so these are questions that we would love to sit down and talk to you about. We can create a financial plan together. Just give us a call at 518-433-7181. So let's turn back to what we were talking about today. And today we're talking about, we did a quick recap on the importance of understanding risk and access to your money and making sure that it was tax-free. And we talked right now, right before the break, about taxable accounts. And the reason why I've been focusing on that today is because with the new proposed tax laws, they want to increase the capital gains tax. And when you use a taxable account, what happens is the growth that's in that account is what's up for grabs in the capital gains tax. And we want to find a way that you can take that same money and instead of putting it into a taxable account, what if instead you were able to put it into a tax-free account? These are questions that we want to sit down and talk to you about when it comes to your financial plan. We will sit down. We're going to go over the tax thresholds. We're going to look at all the different areas to make sure that you have what you want in your portfolio. You know, as we finish the last 10 minutes of our time together, I want to talk a little bit. I want to go back to what are some of the options that you can do. If you found yourself, you say, Crystal, I've been listening to what you said. I didn't realize I had three options. I didn't realize there was tax deferred, which is the IRA and the 401k. I didn't realize there was a taxable account. And I really didn't realize that there was a tax-free account, a tax advantage account, where you could put money in and then no matter how big it grows, be able to take it out tax-free. Well, what we want to do is, now that you know that, if you're interested, what do you do? If you're interested in stopping that and saying, I've got to get into a different account, there's a couple different ways you can do it. You can either just say, you know what? I'm just going to leave it alone. Just understand, if you leave your taxable account alone, you're just going to increase your tax liability because it's going to keep getting bigger, which means you're going to owe more tax. And then if they raise the tax rates on it, I wish you could see my fingers for those of you that are on the radio, it just keeps multiplying. So your options are you can either just pay the tax each year or you can begin to actually shift the account. And I want to give an example here. And basically what I'm doing is I'm saying, what if you had, and I'm just using it for round numbers, it could be 10,000, it could be 100,000, But understanding how compound interest works, if you have $100,000 by the end of, and if we go back to the end of year one, you're going to have, wait for it, $105,000, right? So 5% interest, if you look over time, if left alone compounding, at the end of 25 years, you'd have $338,000. That's pretty cool. I mean, and some people might say, well, I don't have $100,000. Okay, we'll start out with $10,000. What would that be? $33,000. So you can see how it will grow over time. But what we want to do is also take into the consideration, not only does your investment grow over time, but the taxable portion grows as well. The tax increases just like the growth increases. And let me show you a picture of that. If you have $100,000 and each year it's growing, I'm going to stop at year five. By year five, you have, $127,000 in that account. Pretty cool. If you have another account, keeping track of how much tax you've paid up to that point, you'll see that by that time, 5 years in, even though your account grew from 100 to 127,000 and you think this is awesome because I've made 27,000, you really need to subtract out $8,000 because you've paid taxes on it. And if I was to scroll through here and just go down and at year 10, you're excited. You think you made 162 on your 100,000 that was growing for you in a taxable account. But what you need to remember, somewhere you were pulling from your lifestyle that $18,000 of taxes. Now, it wasn't that all of a sudden you got a bill and it was $18,000. As you can see on the screen, it was just annually you paid $2,000 in taxes because of the growth. And let me skip to the final answer. In year 25, your $100,000 grew to $338,000. You're thinking that's awesome. But what you didn't make $338,000, your $100,000 did not grow to $338,000 because along the way you paid over $71,000 in taxes. Being able to understand this truth helps you to say, well, wait a minute, why can't I take this money and put it someplace tax-free so I don't have to come up with that $71,000? Because think about this. What if then that $71,000, what if you hadn't had to pay for that? What if instead you looked at it and you saw, well, I could have taken that $71,000 and invested it someplace else? You could have made an additional $49,000. So when we started last week, I think it was, we did a recap this week and we said, hey, you can be 25 years old, make $30,000 and be a millionaire. Why aren't you? It's because we're making the wrong decisions in where we're putting the money. If in working together, we begin to say, wait a minute, there's other options that we can do. We can just do a quick sweep with us with one pen and we can say, you know what? I'm going to get everything moved over. There's a lot of different options. And I'm going to pause here because I want to encourage you. Let's sit down together. Investing is so much more than just what stock are you going to buy. It's your risk. It's the accessibility. It's the taxes. It's making sure that you, a hardworking individual, is able to take the resources that God has granted you the strength to make, and instead of transferring it to everyone else, how about we keep it for you and what God wants to do in your life? So I encourage you to give us a call. Sit down. Let's have a free initial consultation together. Our number here, 518-433-7181. And join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.